coming.
And I know it's not an easy film to watch. At some parts it's quite hard. And I think this is important as well, especially to this topic, and I think you do so think so too. Maybe we can start with a question how you ended up making a feature film about this topic of slavery on a fishing trawler in Southeast Asia.
I read a report on the sound of what was happening over there. I couldn't quite believe it. And so I ended up doing my own research, interviewing survivors. And I thought a film would be a great platform for sharing this story, because this issue in Thailand and Southeast Asia has been going on for decades, and the voices of these guys has never really been heard before in this kind of context. There's been a few documentaries made about it, but for me it was about creating a portrait and taking the audience on the full emotional journey from wanting to leave and migrate to Thailand for work to them being exposed to this world of human trafficking and life on board one of these trawlers where there's no escape and you cut off communication from your family and community, and then also the kind of emotional and psychological challenges of those who are lucky enough to survive, of trying to return home to Cambodia and the post-traumatic stress associated with that. So I just really wanted to bring exposure to this subject, and yeah, hopefully the film does it.
But you decided to do a feature film, although you could have done a documentary. Why is that?
Yeah, as I was just saying, like, the challenge with doing a documentary about it, and there's been some great docos on it. There's actually a documentary at the festival called Ghost Fleet that's playing about this. But for me, it was, again, just trying to express that the full emotional journey of wanting to leave and being exposed to the world of these trawlers. And unfortunately with the documentary, it's just so impenetrable in Thailand and getting access to this fishing industry, because it's extremely corrupt and it's so dangerous. And so for me, it was really about taking an audience, you know, on that journey and exposing the audience to the trawler, the life on a trawler as well, which is just staggeringly difficult and challenging to survive. So yeah, that was my reasons for wanting to do a fictional piece on it.
And regarding your research, maybe you can elaborate a little bit. You went to Cambodia, you went to Thailand, you did a lot of interviews for a long time. Maybe you can tell more about the process.
I guess the film probably feels like a really extreme version of what goes on, but actually it's pretty mild. And we learnt this as we were doing the research and interviewing survivors and some of their stories. Yeah, they're on trawlers from anything from, you know, kind of 6 months to 15 years. And when you think about 15 years under these kind of conditions, it's staggering that they survived. And, you know, like a lot of trawlers in Thailand and kind of broader Southeast Asia, they're actually a lot bigger than this one. They're 30 or 40 guys on board, so you can imagine the kind of claustrophobic nature of living, and the conditions are just horrendous, and all their stories were pretty similar and just, yeah, unimaginable torture, cruelty, and so many of them lost like their friends out on the water. And so yeah, it was, and everything that happens in the film has been informed by those interviews and my research with those guys.
So all the scenes basically are based on information you got through the interviews?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Everything that happened in the film was told by someone from a story. So my goal was always, you know, like, I'm this white guy from Australia, but my goal was always to make the film with them, not for them. And yeah, hopefully I've done that.
And when you did travel to Cambodia and Thailand and you met them, how did you find them? How did you manage to gain their trust so they would talk to you? Because as well, the quote in the end, it's anonymous, or is their name with the quote in the end?
Yeah, it's anonymous. Like a lot of the guys that I interviewed wanted their identity protected because they were still afraid that there might be some ramifications for talking to us.
But they were all so generous and so honest and really like wanted to share their stories and wanted to have a film about them made, because, you know, maybe if they had seen something or had more information about it, you know, maybe they might not have, you know, taken the risk of going to Thailand. So yeah, they were just amazing. A lot of them were, you know, faced huge challenges with the kind of repatriation process about coming back to their communities and their families because of the PTSD. So a lot of them are quite damaged still and trying to find a way, you know, to deal with the psychological and emotional trauma of kind of going back. So yeah, but they were just amazingly honest. And yeah, the quote is from one of the guys that we interviewed.
And is there an NGO working there that you approached to find them, or how did it work?
Yeah, all the interviews were done through with the there's probably four NGO organizations in Thailand and Cambodia that facilitated the interviews for us, and they were amazing in helping and understood what we're trying to do. So